The Sunday Sit-Down on Alcoa FM.
There we go, the Black Eyed Peas teaming up with Shakira and David Guetta. The song's called Don't You Worry. You're in safe hands, largely. It is Sunday lunch on Algoa FM. I'm Charles Leslie with you through until 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's fast approaching 25 to 1. And I'd kind of casual throwaway line earlier on. I said the pretty people are coming to join me. And maybe that's not how we should kind of build this. I've got Miss Mademoiselle P.E. Bianca Barnard in studio with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. P. Uberman, Aidan Tui, is also in studio with me. So, it was the 11th of June, was it?
The 11th of June.
The gala evening with all kinds of pomp and ceremony. It looked really, really, really amazing. And it must have been such a thrilling evening for both of you. Are you still on that kind of high after it?
Yeah, no, I am still on the high. I'm coming down a bit, but yo, that night, when we got announced the winners, I could not sleep that night whatsoever. My adrenaline was pumping. You know, it was just an amazing feeling because you work so hard, and just to see it pull through is just an amazing experience. And now I have the opportunity to make a difference that I always wanted in PE.
Cool. And then Bianca, how are you doing with it? Are you kind of also settling into it?
It took me a while to settle in. Yeah, but like I think with Aidan, I'm coming down a bit now, and
it's becoming more practical. In other words, these are the things we want to do. These are things we need to get
motivated.
Yeah.
That's definitely the word.
So I thought I'd find out a little bit about you, Bianca from Craddock.
Yes.
So you're used to cold.
definitely, but I don't like cold, not at all. I'm a summer baby.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm from originally from Queenstown. I'm born in Queenstown, so I also know cold.
Very cold there.
Yeah, we've still got quite a few good family friends in the Craddock area, which is so it's nice that you come from there. It's a really, really, really cool little town.
Yeah, Platopi org there.
Yeah. And you went to Framsby?
Yes, I went to Framsby High School from 2010 to 2014.
Yeah. So, of course, one of the things you do if you go to either one of your profiles, of course, it gives you a date of birth in both instances.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm old. I'm talking to two people born in the 90s. I was not. But I do enjoy that line when somebody says 30 years ago and you think, oh, yes, the 70s. And then you realize it is 1992 and you need to lie down.
Like time's flying.
Yeah. So, Bianca, why in 2022 would you take part in something that is practically a beauty pageant? Or have we moved past that so conclusively that I'm making a mistake by calling it that?
Yes, I would definitely say this pageant is very different than a beauty pageant because it's beauty with heart.
Mm.
And that means that you can look beautiful and inspire other women but still make a difference. And show them that the difference comes within and the caring heart that you have, that you can show other people and motivate them and change the whole city just by inspiring them and showing them that we can do this together, support each other.
Are we going to see you filling some potholes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You heard us.
No, I didn't, but is that really a thing?
That's definitely a thing coming up.
Because, seriously. a couple blocks away from me, there's a new speed hump, and I'm not big on kind of civil disobedience, but I really, really wanted to get a can of white spray paint and spray paint onto it before they put the lines on and say, go fill a pothole with this tar.
There's so many all over the place, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a joke about people who can't pronounce the new name of Port Elizabeth call it Gebrekte. Which is a little unfortunate. So are the two of you going to be working together mostly on the projects, or will you each have projects that are unique to you during the course of your year?
We both have our own projects, but we support each other.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So like this time last week, you were at Something Good and you were about to embark on a beach cleanup. How did that go?
No, that was absolutely amazing. We are called the Friendly City for a reason, and it proved a point that Sunday because so many people pulled through. I think we had close to about 80 people. Everybody had fun. People already saying, when is the next one? We managed to about like 40 bags full of trash, which is absolutely amazing. And obviously, we were just trying to spread awareness of the pollution and our environment and obviously how it affects the sea life. Because the African penguins at St. Croix, there's been an 87% decline since 2015 with the African penguins. And obviously it's due to like ship bunkering and and vessel traffic and obviously the pollution and overfishing. So yeah, just like we can make a small difference picking up the pollution. Obviously now it's also affecting other sea life as well. It's affecting the penguins, it's affecting other sea life. So we're just trying to, you know, spread awareness in that part.
So that went well, and it's the first of many.
We're
guessing. While we're talking about the official things that you're going to be doing, let's ask the other questions that come to mind for me. What kind of music do you like, Bianca?
I'm an old soul.
Okay. This will be interesting, yeah?
I was raised with country music, so going back west, what's that song? Let the Midnight Special.
Okay, CCR,
karaoke.
That kind of music, and I'm an Afrikaans at heart, so right. We're going to seek all the way.
Okay, right. Food, are you more likely to order or make?
Order.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So not any good in the kitchen, or?
I love cooking, but I don't have the time, and I have a wonderful boyfriend who makes lovely food.
Winner. Yeah, keep him then. So onto the charity projects that you're going to be taking on this year.
The first upcoming one is on the 9th of August for Women's Day.
Nice.
We're going to Galvindale Old Age Home to give them some manicures and pedicures and some treats.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then Aiden.
Yes.
Right, let's ask you similar questions. Your taste in music, is it better than hers, surely?
Yeah, I also like the old school, like Bon Jovi.
That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black Eyed Peas, The Blast from the Past, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, love those musics.
You were saying you're also more likely to order than cook.
To order, yeah. I'm not really a cook. I can bake. I can make some nice, mean brownies. I love to say that in a mean pasta dish, but yeah, that's about it.
Right, cool. And charity project-wise, what are you aiming for?
So on the 24th of August, we want to do music trivia. That's our next big one. And then we still got to discuss what charity we want to send all those funds to. But also the other upcoming events that we have is such as Mr. and Miss Mountie, which is on the 29th of July, where Bianca and I are going to be judging. And also a poiki competition on the 6th of August that I'm really looking forward to.
What will you be doing there?
No, we're just judging.
Okay.
We're just eating and tasting.
Can I give you a quick heads up on poiki course judging? Here's what's going to happen on the day. Do you know how many teams are taking part?
No idea, but I presume quite a lot.
Okay. What's going to happen is every one of those teams is going to try and make you eat an entire plate of food. If there are 15 teams, if you ate 15 plates of food, you would explode.
Okay.
So that's why I only do poiki course judging anymore. For donations to charity on my behalf, because you are guaranteed to be over full, to have an upset stomach from the sheer variety of everything you ate, and all except one team will think you got it wrong. That's my heads up to you.
So much to starve ourselves before then.
No pressure.
You see. So, in the little bit of spare time that you are left with, how do you relax?
I sleep.
I can't fault that. What is being said and has been proven time and time again, if you have nothing better to do, the best thing you can do is sleep.
Yeah, no, 100% agree.
All right. And any spare time for you?
I just like just watching series, which relaxes me. Sometimes I'm a bit of a gamer as well. I play my PlayStation or spend time with my family.
Okay.
And then also just watch like a movie with them, because obviously I believe it's important to spend time with your close friends and family.
Mm. Very cool. Right. Can we get a quick 30-second inspirational something from each of you for people listening who also, like you perhaps, would like to make a difference?
Yes, I will go first. I would say to the people out there today is whatever is in your heart and whatever is lying deep in your heart, get up and do it. It doesn't matter how you start, but it matters how you end it. So if you can make a difference, start small. Thank you.
Cool. Got it. Aiden.
Yeah, well, with me, obviously anything is possible. 5 years ago, I would have never, ever, ever thought that I would have claimed this title. But, you know, I wanted to try something new. I wanted to push myself to the limit. And I didn't think I was, you know, capable of it. And it just showed that you can push your mind and body to utmost limits that you won't ever believe unless you try. And the amount of skills that you learn along the way is absolutely amazing. So try something new. You never know what skills are hiding within you. Just, yeah, go ahead and go for it.
Nice. So, thank you very much, Bianca Barnard, Miss Mademoiselle PE 2022. She was a long title. And Aiden Tui, Mr. PE Uberman 2022.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was
a pleasure.
Awesome.
And please stay in touch with the things that you're getting up to. I'm sure that we could be of a little use to you. But and while we are all three of us here, congratulations again to Heinz and Style on your 30th anniversary. I said I've been there for all of the years of that. Not going to say how old I was when he opened. that's not fair for several reasons. But again, Heinz, congratulations on running a successful business for 30 years.
Yeah,
cannot take that for granted. And for being the person who's able to pull off something like this time and time and time again. I don't know where he finds the energy. I get tired sometimes just watching him.
Sure, no, it's a phenomenal achievement. 30 years and still he is doing so much for the community.
No signs of slowing down.
No, he's so supportive and so motivating and a good businessman.
Exactly, and still he owns these two titles. I'm the 19th Uberman, Bianca's the second Mademoiselle. To carry his own business and to help us around is absolutely phenomenal. So, thanks, Hans.
Indeed.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online.
And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.